Animal Farm by George Orwell, GCSE English Literature Podcast, a 10-minute study guide for exam success. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you've got an exam coming up soon or you're just getting started with Animal Farm, this podcast is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam room feeling confident, prepared, and ready to write a really impressive response. Animal Farm is one of those texts that rewards you the more you dig into it. On the surface, it's a story about farm animals who rebel against their farmer. But Orwell is doing something much more clever and much more important than that. He's written a political allegory, a story where every character, every event, every line of dialogue is designed to make you think about power, corruption, and the way language can be used to control people. And here's the exciting thing for you as a GCSE student. Examiners absolutely love this text. They want to see you engage with it on that deeper allegorical level. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Animal Farm was published in 1945, and Orwell wrote it as a direct response to Stalinist Russia. He had seen how the Russian Revolution of 1917, which began with genuine ideals of equality and freedom, had been hijacked by a brutal totalitarian regime under Joseph Stalin. Orwell wanted to warn the world about how revolutions can go wrong, how power corrupts, and how ordinary people can be manipulated through propaganda and fear. Now, you don't need to know every detail of Russian history to do well in your exam, but you do need to understand the key allegorical connections. Old Major, the wise old pig who inspires the rebellion, represents Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, the thinkers who inspired the Russian Revolution. Napoleon, the pig who seizes power and becomes a tyrant, represents Stalin. Snowball, the idealistic pig who is driven out, represents Leon Trotsky, Stalin's political rival who was exiled. Squealer, Napoleon's propaganda mouthpiece, represents the Soviet state media. And Boxer, the loyal, hardworking horse, represents the working class, the ordinary people who do all the labor but are ultimately exploited. Understanding these parallels is crucial. But here's an important examiner's tip. Don't just list the parallels. You need to use them to deepen your analysis. Ask yourself, what is Orwell saying about this type of person or this type of power? That's what earns you marks. Let's talk about the key themes. The most important theme is the corruption of power. Orwell's central argument is that power corrupts absolutely. We see this through the gradual transformation of the pigs. At the start, they genuinely seem to believe in animalism, the ideology of equality they've created. But step by step, they begin to take privileges, sleeping in beds, drinking alcohol, trading with humans, and each time they do, Squealer is there to explain it away, to rewrite history, to make the other animals doubt their own memories. The Seven Commandments are the perfect symbol of this corruption. They begin as a set of absolute principles. No animal shall kill any other animal. All animals are equal. But by the end of the novel, they've been reduced to a single, devastating line. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. That word more equal is a logical impossibility. Equality is absolute. You can't have degrees of it. Orwell uses this contradiction deliberately to show how language itself can be corrupted and weaponized. This brings us to the theme of propaganda and the manipulation of language. Squealer is Orwell's most chilling creation in some ways. He doesn't use violence, he uses words. He asks rhetorical questions. Surely, comrades, you do not want Jones to come back. He uses statistics that the animals can't verify. He rewrites history. He exploits the animals' poor memories. The sheep, trained to bleat, four legs good, two legs bad, and later, four legs good, two legs better, represent how propaganda reduces complex thought to simple slogans. Examiners will credit you heavily for analyzing the specific language techniques Orwell gives to Squealer and showing how they mirror real-world propaganda methods. Now let's look at characterization. Napoleon is presented as cold, calculating, and ruthless. Orwell gives him very little dialogue. He lets others speak for him, which is itself a technique worth analyzing. Napoleon rules through fear, using the dogs he secretly trained as a private army. His name is significant, too. Napoleon Bonaparte was a French military leader who rose from revolutionary ideals to become an emperor. The parallel is intentional. Boxer is perhaps the most emotionally powerful character. His two mottos, "I will work harder," and Napoleon is always right, are heartbreaking in their simplicity. He represents the loyal, hardworking people who are exploited by those in power. His fate, being sold to the knacker's yard when he can no longer work, is Orwell's most devastating indictment of how totalitarian regimes treat the working class. When you write about Boxer, think about the effect Orwell creates in the reader. We feel grief, anger, and perhaps guilt because Boxer trusted and was betrayed. Don't neglect the minor characters. Molly, the vain mare who misses sugar and ribbons and eventually defects to humans, represents those who prioritize personal comfort over collective freedom. Benjamin, the cynical donkey who could read as well as any pig but refuses to use his intelligence to help others, represents the intellectual who sees through the corruption but does nothing. The sheep represent the masses who can be manipulated into supporting anything if the slogan is simple enough. Right, let's talk about how to actually do well in your exam. The most common mistake I see candidates make is treating Animal Farm at a purely literal level, writing about what happens to the animals without ever engaging with what Orwell is saying about human society. Every paragraph you write should be asking, what is Orwell's purpose here? What is he criticizing? The second big mistake is feature spotting. Don't just say, Orwell uses a metaphor here. Say what the metaphor does, what effect it creates, and why Orwell chose it at this particular moment in the text. Examiners call this zooming in. You pick a specific word or phrase, and you really interrogate it. Third, context should be woven into your analysis, not bolted on at the end. Don't write a separate paragraph saying, Orwell wrote this in 1945 because of Stalin. Instead, integrate it naturally. Orwell's presentation of Napoleon mirrors Stalin's use of show trials, suggesting that the corruption of revolutionary ideals is an inevitable consequence of unchecked power. For AO4, that's your spelling, punctuation, and grammar, worth 4 marks. Make sure you're writing in clear, accurate sentences. Use subject terminology correctly. Allegory, satire, fable, propaganda, irony, juxtaposition. These terms show examiners you understand how literature works. When you get your question, spend 5 minutes planning. Identify your argument, your thesis, and stick to it. Every paragraph should link back to the question. Use peel, point, evidence, analysis, link. Embed your quotations. Don't just drop them in. Weave them into your sentences. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the questions. You think of the answers. Ready? 1. What does Old Major's speech represent in the allegory? 2. Which commandment is the final corrupted version of the original 7? 3. What are Boxer's 2 personal mottos? 4. What does Squealer use to justify Napoleon's decisions to the other animals? 5. What is the significance of the ending when the animals look from pig to man and cannot tell the difference? How did you do? If you're not sure on any of those, go back to your notes and make sure you can answer them confidently. They're the kind of details that come up again and again in exam questions. So let's bring it all together. Animal Farm is a political allegory that uses the fable form to critique totalitarianism, the corruption of power, and the manipulation of language. The key to doing well in your exam is to always write at the allegorical level. Ask what Orwell is saying about human society, not just what happens on the farm. Analyze specific language choices, integrate context naturally, and maintain a clear argument throughout your response. Remember, examiners are looking for perceptive, critical analysis. They want to see you engage with the text as a thoughtful reader, not just summarize the plot. You have the knowledge, you have the skills. Trust yourself. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. See you next time.